He did not pass his physical. He's got a hamstring pull, and he can't practice at this time. So until a player is ready to practice full speed, you know, they don't pass a physical.
So is there a chance he would come back?
Well, right now, we're not really sure how long he's going to be out. And you got a bad hamstring pull. He doesn't feel comfortable with it. We had an MRI on it. So the chances are, unless we lost somebody, that he would not come back.
Is this a point in camp where things start to drag? Maybe guys' concentration isn't as sharp?
Well, you're always trying to prevent that. Sometimes it does happen, especially after a week with no time off. But our guys have been working pretty hard, and the concentration level's been there, and that's a credit to the veterans, you know, trying to keep guys in tune to what's going on and, you know, trying to call guys out when practice lulls a little bit.
You ever smooze the refs when you have them in here like this? Maybe try to get them on your side for a call down the road?
I try, but it hasn't worked yet, so I probably should quit.
Any of the rules changes intrigue you? Anything that surprises you at all?
No, a couple things. You know, celebrations in the end zone, that's not a big thing. Different players can't be over the center for punt and field goals, protection for the center, which I think is good. Onside kick, you can't overload a side. I think that's positive because I think eventually someone was really going to get hurt with the type of game plans kicking teams are coming up with. But other than that, just go over the rules, the basic rules again.
So would that make coaches less inclined to try an onside kick or more? With the,
well, what it does is makes it fair. And when you overloaded a side, you had about 6-7 guys just going down trying to take somebody out and two guys staying back trying to, you know, it was just, we just afraid somebody's going to break their neck. And I thought it was good by the competition committee to, you got to have four guys on one side from a safety factor. Reggie, you can attest to that, can't you?
No one wants to do it.
No. But they have to.
Right. What about the down by contact rule in terms of even if a whistle blows, it's not necessarily over?
Well, I think it's good because I personally think it's common sense. Even though somebody blows a whistle, usually it's an official making a mistake. And you take a look at the replay and someone's got the ball and it wouldn't, and they weren't listening to the whistle. And, you know, we've been talking about this at least for 5-6 years. It's never been passed, but going back over the last 5 or 6 years and taking a look at all the different situations that happen, finally it's passed, and I think people will see in the end it'll be a good rule.
Mike, can you give us your thoughts on the fullback competition and what progress you've seen from Cecil?
Well, Cecil and Kyle, it's been a fierce competition, you know, last year as well. You know, they're good special teams players. You know, the fullback, both of them are excellent receivers. And really it comes down to who blocks the best. Because our fullbacks won't carry the ball a lot, but they will carry it. And we'll see that in preseason games. And Brandon Marie's been doing a good job, and Rashawn's been doing a good job. So we got a lot of competition at that position.
Mike, why go from a receiver to then bring in a running back in? Did you think about bringing another receiver in?
No, we brought both of them in right away. We had contacted both of them. The only one that made the news was Woods. Obviously, we had Nash coming at the same time, and we just have to release one person instead of two.
Have you talked to Jeff about Nash?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. We just thought, you know, with the people that we had, that he would be an upgrade, and now we get a chance to evaluate him.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.